Protests against the killing of George Floyd are now in their third week, and those who are taking part are forming demands that move beyond ending police brutality. But as WUSF's Julio Ochoa learned, the latest call to action can mean different things, even to people attending the same protest this past weekend.
Of the thousands of protesters marching through the streets of South Tampa, some carried similar signs and chanted the same slogan for change: defund the police. The interpretation of that change, however, depended on who you asked.
Defund the police means defund them. Defund half of it, defund them. It needs to go. It just needs to go.
It means taking the money that we spend on the police and putting it in other places that could use it.
You can't defund the police officers. I think that we can definitely make changes. I think that, similar to teachers, we need to get the good police officers out there and stop just giving money away to, I guess if you want to say, a community or a force that's taking advantage of it. But I think to completely defund police and get rid of police, I feel like that's completely ignorant. Because at the end of the day, if I get hurt, guess who I'm going to call? The police.
That was Samar Perez, Padanda Ali, and Miche Wallace. All three took part in a peaceful march down Tampa's Bayshore Boulevard and through the restaurant and bar district of South Howard Avenue. Though they differed on specifics, these women and other protesters we spoke with agree money needs to shift from law enforcement to investments in the Black community on things like education, social services, and small businesses. Julio Ochoa, WUSF 89.7 News.